Talk Live, you may take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on Skype. I forgot to mention that so far tonight. Skype is username lrn.fm. It's almost always there for you, so feel free to use that anytime you would like to. Sound like you're right here in the studio, for the most part.
It does sound really good.
It's almost that good. So 855, 453 as we launch here into the third hour of this the program tonight. It's been all over the map. We gave you a Pussy Riot update at the very beginning of the show. Talked about zero tolerance, ridiculous zoning ordinances and the enforcement of them. And ended up on bestiality and then the Memorial Day peace outreach upsetting certain people. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts here. Let's go to Tom listening in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom. Oh, Tom in Colorado. Going once. Tom in Colorado going twice. There may be some sort of issue with the board. I'm going to put Tom back on hold, and hopefully we'll be able to clear up his line. Maybe it's a bad cell, or maybe the board out fell asleep. I don't know. It could be one of those two things.
Yeah, so in the last hour, a gentleman called in, and he had a concern about the marching that you and some friends, including a veteran.
Hold that thought. Tom is there. There was a fire, apparently, next door at the studios. So let's go to Tom.
Jeez.
In Colorado. Wow. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. A proverbial fire.
Yeah. I'm calling just to say I'm not sure that the Memorial Day really is a veteran holiday or a military holiday, really.
Is it then?
Well, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how everybody else does it, but I'm Japanese American, so I've been around here. But the Japanese community always goes to the cemetery basically every Memorial Day, at least as far as I've seen. And it's like there's no real veterans that I know of that are in their families. It's just they go there as a day of reverence for the dead.
Isn't ancestor worship part of the Shinto religion, which is one of the major religions in Japan?
Well, yeah, but I'm Buddhist.
Okay, and I'm just saying that maybe it's a cultural thing in that circumstance. It's interesting that may be the case, but
it's interesting. We use Memorial Day as that day.
Yeah,
it's almost like a half adopted holiday.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been, just basically the anglicized version of whatever, might be a ancestor, reverence day for Japanese. But, it says right here, the Wikipedia article, I pulled it up in case anybody had any issues with it, is Memorial Day is the United States federal holiday, which occurs every year on the first Monday of May. And it is... It's remembering the men and women who died while serving the United States Armed Forces, formerly known as Declaration Day. It originated after the American Civil War to commemorate Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the Civil War.
Well, yeah, but by the same, effect, we all celebrate Christmas, right? But nobody really gives any reverence to Christ,
Phew!
We worship these Christmas trees and these, red and green balls and stuff, but...
Yeah, but I think it's a stretch to suggest that Memorial Day for most people in America is anything beyond worship of the military and, remembrance for the troops.
It may be that way for you and your family, and I don't want to diminish that in any way. But in my town, on Memorial Day, they put out little flags, and the little flags only go on the graves of soldiers.
Yeah, and they have parades, which are, with that have people from the military in them, and there's just all kinds of military tunes and equipment being thrown about.
But yeah, but then again, holding a peace sign whenever should be cool,
I'm with you, Tom. Thanks for the call today, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The gentleman who called in previously before Tom, and I can't remember what his name was, he said that the Memorial Day was a day to sort of remember the fallen. And I don't disagree with his statement that many people may remember, be attempting to remember the sort of the fallen war, people, soldiers and that kind of thing. But what would a parade for fallen soldiers look like? And what would a parade for to sort of praise the military and their might look like.
I guess a parade with for fallen soldiers would have some caskets or something
caskets
like that.
Caskets with maybe some, you know,
imagery of death.
Yeah, with a, you know, maybe a triangular flag that had been over a casket at some point being held by a single you know, member of each service walking down or something like that. But when I've seen these, and maybe some have that, that would be really interesting and poetic. But when I see these Memorial Day parades, the ones I've seen have fire trucks, police vehicles. They have a lot of military vehicles.
The city council walked in the parade.
Right, the city council
people.
Mayor. And that, to me, doesn't seem like a day to honor fallen soldiers. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like a day where we sort of praise the state and its might. That's what it looks
like
to me.
What it feels like to me. Absolutely. Let's continue with Jalou calling from St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU.
Hi. I kind of am going backwards.
I'd
like to go back to the code enforcement and zoning
stuff. Sure. By all means.
I turned the radio on a little while ago, and so I heard you guys talking about it, and I thought, they're talking about my situation. Exactly.
All right. Tell me about it.
And they put you in front of an administrative hearing judge, a law judge, and whatever the inspector who's come out to your property and told them what was wrong with it says, the judge goes with.
Yep.
And sometimes they lower the fine a little bit.
What happened to you? What did they come after you for?
Well, it's my yard and cars that we didn't have the money to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And my yard being a mess, have weeds in it because I don't have a lawnmower. I don't have anybody to help me. I'm disabled. My husband's disabled. The rest of my family has deserted me.
Wow.
And
same thing with the last guy we had on. He was also disabled. It made it very difficult for him to fix the alleged issues that the town had. And so, I mean, they're basically discriminating not only against people who are impoverished, but also those who are physically unable to solve a lot of whatever these issues are the towns have.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I don't know what the avenue would be to get this reversed, or if there is one.
So what was the decision that they came down with against you?
$85,000 lien against my home.
Wow.
And this is because of unregistered vehicles?
Well, a combination of all of the above.
Mm-hmm. Are they claiming you've got, like, a junk property or something like that?
Yeah, they are.
Mm. So is it that, okay, so there's some cars and that kind of thing, and then there's some weeds growing up. Is it that nobody can run a mower across the property because the cars are too plentiful in there? Or is it a situation where, I mean, how tall are these weeds, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
Well, actually, this year I don't have the weeds like I did before, but they were like almost my height, and I'm 5'3".
That's pretty big. But you say your family's abandoned you.
Yard.
You said your family has abandoned you.
Yeah, pretty much. They will not come help me.
Man.
So how'd you get the weeds taken care of this time?
I called and put an ad on Craigslist and got someone to come over here for $5 an hour and do as much as they could within a couple of hours.
But they still hit you with an $85,000 lien? What was that for?
Well, it's ongoing fines every day that it's not in compliance. It's a continuous fine, and it's gotten up to $85,000 now.
So you either register all the cars or get rid of them. Is that basically the choice?
Correct.
Oh, sorry about that, Nanny. Go ahead.
What's the daily fine?
$25 per...
per vehicle per day.
Per day.
Wow.
And I
like
think
I said,
if it's a second violation, if they actually go up to $50 a day.
I wish you the best.
It doesn't matter. It's not like you can pay $85,000 anyway, right?
Joe Lou, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you sharing that with us tonight. There's more coming up, and you can take control. There's no easy answer to this.
No,
these people believe they own you and your property.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions. Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Now, we talk about Bitcoins a lot on this program. If you've got some, you can contribute them via the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you don't, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and learn more about Bitcoins, a decentralized currency and financial transaction system that was brought to you by, well, we have no idea. Satoshi Nakamoto is his or her name, and that person, I don't know, maybe it's a group of people, maybe it's just one person, maybe they're alive, maybe they're dead, nobody really
knows. It's likely a pseudonym.
It may very well be, it probably is a pseudonym, but either way, it's a mysterious kind of origination for something that has been one of the most useful tools that has been introduced within the last, I don't know, lifetime for me. This is a decentralized currency that actually allows you to send money anywhere in the world to anyone as long as they can get on the internet, basically, and you can buy things with Bitcoins and real-life items, like from BitcoinStore.com. You can buy all manner of things online, services.
You can trade in from one currency to another currency.
Yeah, Reddit even accepts Bitcoin. Many major websites like WordPress are beginning to accept them. So it's a real revolution in money that actually puts power in your hands.
Right, and I think the thing that gives you the most power is that you actually control your own bank account. Imagine for a second that you actually had control of your bank account, because you currently don't have control of your bank account. Anytime the government or the bank wants to screw with you in your account, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not with Bitcoins. You've got control of your account, and that is what the most disruptive aspect of Bitcoins are.
But you've got to get the Bitcoins in order to be able to spend and or save them. So what do you recommend, Mark?
I recommend BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than 1 million locations around the world. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, make the deposit, and it's that easy. I mean, those are the three steps that you have to follow in order to use BitInstant.com. They make it easy. Just take a look at their site. It's revolutionary. BitInstant.com.
Let's go to the phones. Cameron's on the line in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Cameron.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I hate to be a bother. I just called in to kind of comment on two of the recent stories, one of which being the man that called in wanting to his family something that uses Memorial Day as a time to remember their ancestors.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if this is like a political radio station where you can call and argue back and forth, but I'm not really here to do that. I just wanted to kind of put the point out there that here we respect our armed forces. And I don't think that it's too much to ask for there to be one day out of 365 or 366 on a leap year for us to thank our armed forces for taking care of us in our time of need.
Isn't that Veterans Day?
There's Veterans Day and there's Memorial Day. 2 days. You're correct. Thank you. That's 2 days. Only two that we are to.
Now, what you said, they took care of you in your time of need. What did you need from them exactly?
I needed my freedom. I needed my.
Well, how have they gotten you? How have they? What they've given you freedom, or how does that work?
They have fought for my freedom.
Are you more free today because of them?
Yep.
Really?
Every day, there's a war going on, whether we like it or not.
Yep. There's about 74 nations currently that the United States is involved in military action in. 74 nations.
Right.
And
right.
What I'm asking is, you know, like 10 years ago when I could get on an airplane without having to take my shoes off and carry a water bottle in there, how am I more free than that time?
Well, I suppose if you wanted your radio station knocked down by two airplanes and some Arab terrorists, you wouldn't have to take your shoes off.
I'm sorry,
but,
what?
Okay,
so he didn't answer your question, Mark.
I'm less free, right?
He's giving you an excuse for the tyranny that we face. So, yeah, would you say that we are less free now than we were 10 years ago? Or more?
No.
You okay with that?
Just to clarify, you're saying, no, we are not less free?
Our armed forces has nothing to do with our administration.
Well, that's what people will often say. And I just don't think that that's necessarily true, right? Like, you know, somebody has to give the order, and then somebody has to carry it out.
Yeah. Well, you,
and the person who gives the order is responsible. What's that?
You don't head off your chain of command just because Barack Obama's signing the pen on everything under the sun does not mean that our armed forces, they're trained to do what they're told.
So, yeah, indeed they are, and I don't doubt that for one second. They are trained to do what they're told. In the Nuremberg trials, if you're familiar with these occurred after World War II, the many high-level Nazis and even lower-level ones, too, used the excuse, we were just following orders in order to sort of, assuage the guilt that they might have had for whatever it is that they did. Do you think that that was therefore a valid excuse and they should have all been let go?
No, I don't. I think that if they had that much patriotism to their country, that they wanted to do that, they had an option not to go out and kill the Jews. If they wanted to, they could be relocated into a different department of the branch of service to do other jobs, like fight.
How do you know they
wouldn't
have just been executed?
Right. You think that that's the way it was in Nazi Germany, that you could just say, you know what, I just can't do this Jew-killing thing. Could you move me someplace else?
Well, you know, over in a communist nation run by Adolf Hitler, the man who was criminally insane,
see, don't you understand, Mark? The U.S. government soldiers are doing the God's work, and the military people in Germany were bad, bad people.
Well, look, here's the point I'm trying to make. Either it's okay for soldiers to do whatever they're ordered, and only Adolf Hitler was guilty, or soldiers are responsible for their actions, and anything that Obama orders them to do, they're responsible for. Like, one of those two things is true.
Which one is it?
Well, you tell me.
We're asking you.
I think that you're responsible for your actions every single time.
Absolutely. If I go out and break the law, it's my responsibility, and I am brought to court to settle that.
Hear, hear. That's what I mean. And so when Osama bin Laden and the Boston bombers say things like, it's the military occupation in the Middle East that we are fighting over, that therefore anybody who's worn a uniform in the Middle East is, to some extent, somewhat responsible for that. That it is the military and the people in the military that follow orders that are somewhat responsible for what occurred on 9/11.
Okay. Let's back this up a little bit.
Hold that thought. We're going to let you back it up as much as you want in moments. Stand by, Cameron. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. He believes he's more free because of the U.S. military today. But looks like we've got less freedom to me. I don't think the military's been helping the whole freedom situation. Free Talk Live. What do you think?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we'll continue the discussion about the military and whether or not they actually protect freedom or bring you more freedom. Also, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can go to our website and enjoy the various features you'll find waiting for you there. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in via our live streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Those live streams are available for you around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing. And in addition, you can find us on over 115 radio stations coast to coast. Plus, we're on satellite with XM Satellite Radio. There's also our free-to-air KU band channel brought to you by Bitcoin. That free-to-air channel is available across North and Central America. Plus, we've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call and listen in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Now, there's a product that I have in my car. And, Mark, you have in yours.
That's right. Both of mine.
The Freedom Cam. FreedomCam.net is where you can go to learn more about a groundbreaking product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's a GPS device, and it's a dash cam. It's got the black box feature, too. So,
and a microphone.
Yeah, so it remembers where you've been. Well, yeah, with a camera, hopefully it would have a microphone. Yes, it does have a microphone. And it actually has two cameras. It's got one camera that points out the front of your vehicle and the other camera that records inside your cab. It's an incredibly useful device, not only if you get in possible interaction with a police officer, you want to record that situation, because this thing's always recording, as long as your car is turned on or however you have it wired. As long as your car is turned on, usually this thing is recording. It's also useful in an accident. It's got a G-sensor in there, so if it is jostled in some way, it will save in a special folder all of the jostling sorts of things that happen to it. So if somebody hits the car, you bump into somebody or whatever, that's all recorded. It's all, the evidence is all there, and you actually have the ability to review, you know, where you've been, how fast you were going. All of that information is on this device. It's amazing, and it's on sale right now at freedomcam.net. So protect yourself with the ultimate witness and go get your Freedom Cam. Freedomcam.net. And not only is it on sale, but they also take Bitcoin. So freedomcam.net. So we go back to Cameron. He's in Charleston, West Virginia. Cameron, it sounds like it's the first time you've come across Free Talk Live. I want to welcome you to the show. I know it's been a shocking experience so far, hearing people being critical of the military industrial complex that we're so familiar with here on Free Talk Live. But you've made the assertion that you believe that people are more free today, despite having to take off their socks or their shoes, rather, and their belts and be frisked or searched or sniffed at airports, despite the ever-increasing size and scope of the federal government and all the state governments. You're still claiming that there's more freedom today?
To an extent.
To an extent.
To what extent?
Well, I mean, you know, if you wouldn't have these radical Arabs wearing bomb suits and
like Timothy McVeigh
onto your plane, then maybe you wouldn't have to worry about taking your shoes off.
So okay. let's say that.
So it is less free. I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
You are admitting that it is less free today than it was 10 years ago.
That's caused by the Arabs.
You're saying that there's all these scary things out there, so we need more government to protect us from those things, right?
No. You don't need the government to protect you. I don't agree with half of the things that TSA does. Hmm. In fact, there was a thing a while back. They made a man ride with a colostomy bag that was full and overflowing.
Yeah, we talked about that here on the show.
So you don't make excuses for the TSA, but at the same time you think we're more free in certain ways. Can you give me examples of how we have more freedom today?
We are more free in ways that we can get up in the morning and we have the decision to do what we want. And you look in other countries, like
as long as it's
Africa,
approved by the government. I can't do everything I want to do, even though I'm not going to hurt anybody. I can't go and open a business without begging permission from the state.
Well, if you've got tax money, which, hey, I don't agree with taxes either, but we're not.
You are an interesting character. Let me see if I can understand where you're coming from. You don't agree with taxes, and I don't either, by the way, so we're on the same page there. But taxes go to pay for the military that you love so much. So that seems contradictory to me.
Okay. Well, you know, some taxes don't make any sense. Some taxes do.
Oh.
I don't agree with some of them. I should have clarified that.
Okay, so you're okay with certain taxes, the ones that go to the government programs you think are important, but those other taxes you're not so much a fan of. So taxes for the military you support. What other taxes?
Okay. Just think about this for a minute. Okay, you wake up tomorrow morning, and there is nobody to protect our country.
Well, Cameron, I would dispute that for a second. But
you know,
Cameron,
how quickly our country would be taken over?
No, that's nonsense.
By whom? The Canadians?
Are you forgetting about the 300 million guns in this country?
Cameron, this is the most armed nation in the world. There are more guns here than there are people. You really would you let Charleston be taken over by, I don't know, alien invaders that had similar weapons to what, I don't know, the Nazis, the Germans, the Australians. I don't know who you think's going to come get your butt.
You're just going to stand by and
let
it
happen? You're just going to wander off into the concentration camp?
I tell you what, I believe in Second Amendment rights. I will defend myself as best I can.
So I guess you were wrong in
your gun right pushers that are going to make it to where the armed forces and the police are the only ones that can have them.
In indeed. Man, and then when they're done being in the armed forces, they're going to declare them insane so they can't have them unless they go work for the military. So, look, I'm on the same page as you. I just don't believe that a government bureaucrat suddenly gets holy and good when they pick up a gun. That's the difference. I used to be your standard run-of-the-mill conservative who thought, yes, IRS agents are a pain in the butt, and so are TSA agents, and so is the DMV, and so is a bunch of other agencies, but when it comes to a government bureaucrat that has a gun, then we should have parades for these people. I don't believe that.
Hey, Cameron, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. I think there was a lot that we agreed on in that call. It's just that, like you're saying, Mark, certain people have a blind spot when it comes to the military. And look, I like what Harry Brown said about the military. They're just a postal service in fatigues. It's just a huge...
Just ask the people who've been in the military.
It's just a huge, bloated government bureaucracy. You know, just like any other government bureaucracy, they just have access to bombs and all kinds of weaponry and toys and things like that that can end people's lives. And so, therefore, they're even more dangerous than your average government bureaucracy.
For Memorial Day, the caller had initially called in on Memorial Day, on the topic of Memorial Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day is really a kind of conflicted period for me because I was raised in a very military family, and so I have the indoctrination, for lack of a better word, of the military-industrial complex and the exhortation of all that goes along with it. But I saw I was very fortunate in that I was raised by someone who did support the Constitution above all else, which is the oath that one takes to join the military. And this weekend I saw this great post, and it's just two lines, if I may. I am a veteran, but I tell you not to thank me or those who have died in combat for your or my liberty. The only person who guarantees your liberty is you, by standing up, arming up, and refusing to bow down to tyrants. When you let yourself be dependent on others for your liberty, they become your master and you their slave. The tyranny of today is the natural consequence of your passivity of yesterday. And I thought that really summed up
read that last line for me one more time.
The tyranny of today is the natural consequence of your passivity of yesterday.
So true, and so something I say all the time
here. A person who follows orders for a living can't protect your freedom. Your freedom is the opposite of following orders.
Mm. Yeah, and the idea that you're just going to wake up tomorrow and there's going to be no one to protect anybody else is ridiculous, because even if you woke up tomorrow and the U.S. military was disappeared, there would still be hundreds of millions of guns in this country. There would
That's
be
right.
millions and millions of people willing to use those guns to defend themselves, their family, and their neighbors. I'm sorry, there's just no chance we're going to be defenseless here without the military. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We might be able to get your call in if you're on the line now. 855-450-FREE is the correct number for you to use. You can also link up to us on Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. So go to freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can support the show for $5 per month with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And that $5 really helps us out. In fact, next week at this time, it'll be Nemi and Daryl hosting the show, because Mark and myself will be going to New York City.
New York City!
On behalf of our Free Talk Live amplifier. So the people giving us that $5 a month, one of the things that we spend it on, besides advertising to radio stations, is going to the radio business conventions, like the Talkers Magazine New York City convention. They also have one on the West Coast later on in the year. We'll go to that one, too. And there we get to schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs and press the flesh and, you know, be seen. I'll be having the honor of giving the introductory speech to the Freedom of Speech Awards ceremony.
Nice.
Which is a huge deal, and I'll be introducing the publisher of Talkers Magazine. And this is a gig that we've managed to get year after year, not just the Freedom of Speech Awards. There are different things they have us do every year, which are always interesting, and it's great to be involved. And the reason we are involved is because our Free Talk Live amplifiers have been paying to send us to these events. They've been paying to have us advertise in Talkers at Talkers.com. This is this industry website for talk radio people. So we've been able to go to this event for years now. What has it been, Mark? 7 years? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, I think we started just before we moved to New Hampshire.
I'll take your word for it.
I think it was 2005. We started going to those things. So it's been a long time that we've been attending these talkers seminars.
And we're old hat.
Yeah, we're mainstays at this point at this event. And that's important to be seen in the business. It's a small business. It's
How many radio talk show hosts are there?
Right. There aren't that many. And you know, even in, as far as the people that are programming stations, they always end up popping up at different stations all across the country. So you see them again and again. Anyway, you can help make that possible for us. And thank you for doing so at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
To my surprise, I've been losing weight. I began taking a product, it's called Axia 30, about 4 weeks ago, and I have continually lost weight taking this product. Now, I've felt like my weight was just kind of out of control. It was going to slowly increase over time, and there wasn't anything I was going to do about it. You know, I'd given up on size 32 pants and moved on up to, just blew through 34 and went on up to 36s that are getting tight. And I didn't know what to do about it. And putting on fat is the same for somebody who's, you know, got bigger waist sizes than I do. It's just, you know, slowly and progressively putting on weight. If there's something you can do without doing anything else, and believe me, I'm doing nothing else besides taking this product. Nothing has changed in my life. It's worth it. It's worth it. Give them a call. I'm going to give you the number here in a second. And get Axia 30. They've got a full 3-month guarantee money back. Now, this is all natural item. It is slightly a stimulant, and I'm sensitive to stimulants. So when I say slightly, I mean very, very, very slightly. If you're not sensitive, you're not going to notice it at all. And it's from Chamonix, and you can, you know, they've got a great name in the industry of creating nutraceuticals. You can give them a call at 800-543-6613. It's working for me. I think it'll work for you. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Daryl's on the line listening to XM on the road on America's Talk. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just tuned in there a short while ago when I heard that you were talking about this military-industrial complex that we have here.
Yes, sir.
I've been a truck driver for many years. I'm not one to go by these conspiracy theory things, and I mean, but I'm starting to see more and more of this stuff basically come to fruition. And like today, I've noticed, I mean, I am noticing a disturbing amount of military vehicles on the roads of this country. And I used to run a general area between, like, say, St. Louis and up in New York State. And today, I've seen three different convoys with at least 15 trucks in each convoy that were headed up towards the Northeast. I've seen the first one in New York State, then I've seen another one in Pennsylvania, then I've seen another one in Ohio. And it's like, where are all of this? What's all this activity going on? It's like they put it, it's right out in the wide open. Everybody sees it there, or that does any amount of traveling.
But Daryl, just to clarify what you're saying, when was the time frame that you've noticed this uptick? Is it just the last week? Are we talking about the last 6 months, years? I mean, what are we looking at here as far as when you've noticed a real change?
Okay, I used to see a lot of military equipment when all the wars were going on over there. They were headed, like, out west, it seemed like, because I had a Florida-California run then. But now, I guess, within the past, since right before the election, it seems like, is when I've really seen an uptick in military equipment moving around, and especially not even in just the military convoys. I see it on this. There's one big company, I won't mention their name, but I know they have, like, a military contract. They haul all these armored vehicles around, tanks, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys will never basically talk to you. It's like they're hiding behind something, which I'm sure that that's part of the deal that they've got. But it's like, I don't have a blind
when you say
eye.
They won't talk to you, do you mean you're at like a truck stop and you're trying to strike up a conversation or on the CB or something? What do you mean they say they won't talk
to
you?
Well, they won't even talk on the CB. But if you'll notice one like buying fuel or something, it's like they'll go in there and then boom, they'll shoot right out the door. They won't hang around. It's like they don't want to be questioned about what they're doing or where they're going. But I have encountered a few different drivers over the time that have spoken about hauling basically beans and rice to FEMA camps. And then that goes on off another whole total blown story. But it just seems to me like people need to really wake up and look and see what the hell is going on around us that we really don't know and have no clue at what.
It's an interesting observation, and I have to say I trust your judgment. You're the one on the roads. You're the one experiencing day in and day out what the circumstances are like there. And I got to say thank you for your service of making this country work.
All right, may I make one more comment, too?
Yes, sir.
Also, I am seeing an awful lot of these DHS tags, Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you don't really know what you're looking for, it just looks like another license plate. But today I was up around Buffalo, New York, and I looked down and I seen that there was a real fancy, like a big four-door pickup truck that had like utility boxes on it, but it didn't look like anybody really worked out of it. It had a DHS tag on it. So this truck passes me, and I look down in there, and these guys are wearing like dark blue polo shirts. I paid a close observation, and I actually seen on one of the guys' top left-hand, like, pocket area, it just said U.S. government is all it said. I mean, it's just creepy. Too much of this strange, creepy stuff going on. I mean, but
Daryl, I want to say thanks for calling in with your observations tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Erod. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Erod.
Yeah, hi. Hey, so about a week ago, so I picked up my daughter from the airport from college and brought her stuff home. She noticed that, she swore that she had a lock on her luggage. The very next day, she was looking through her luggage. She found a notice inside their luggage from the TSA, notice of baggage inspection. They broke her lock, went in, and went through all her crap. Now, I don't know if I'm in the dark or not, but I didn't know that TSA can actually go inside all your crap.
Did you know that? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And you get I got an orange notice saying that they had gone through my stuff.
Oh, because I didn't know that. And, you know, so I'm thinking there, and, you know, of course, my daughter felt very violated because you got these guys with their grubby hands going all through her panties and what have you. So
the best thing that she can do to avoid this in the future is travel with a starter pistol.
With a starter pistol?
Yep. Look it up on the internet. Best thing that she can do is pack her stuff with a starter pistol.
Yeah, but you know
It limits the number of hands it passes through because it's qualified as a firearm.
Okay. And so they, like, specially package it or something?
Well, if there's a level of discomfort, Mark, I understand you probably aren't so concerned about your panties.
I understand. I'm not questioning that. I'm just questioning about putting a starter pistol. I obviously can't do this, but you know, other people can put starter pistols.
Absolutely.
In their
luggage. If there is something that you have, a friend of mine does it with his guitars all the time, and another friend of mine has good experiences with rifles, transporting rifles. Where if you take a firearm and a starter pistol qualifies as a firearm, they need to treat it as a firearm, and so the number of hands that it passes through.
So it's less likely that the person will be, just self-pleasuring with whatever's in that box, but it can still happen.
Creepy person.
So, Erod, you said that she had to wash all her clothes because she was paranoid?
Oh, yeah, she went because of the grubby hands. But this is the question I want to ask.
And who knows what else?
What if she had these expensive Samsonite luggage that has the integral built-in lock? What are they going to do? Now, are they going to shove a screwdriver in there and just
Good question. They sure will.
They'll do whatever it takes to get into that suitcase if that's what they are intent on doing.
That is a good question, Erod, and I think that Nemi might be correct. I wish we had more time, but we're out of it for tonight. Call us another time. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. If you didn't get in tonight, we'll get you tomorrow. We do this thing 7 nights per week, 7 to 10 Eastern, every single night. freetalklive.com or your local radio station.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.